When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour number two on this Monday afternoon. We know by now, Supreme Court. Huge ruling today. Former President Donald Trump. He's entitled to substantial immunity from prosecution, and this is a huge statement involving the Jack Smith case, involving the political ramifications, whether trial will take place, official acts, what are official acts, what evidence can you derive from official acts, and how this now goes back to the D.C. court. We've had a chance a number of times now to talk with Justin Crow from Williams College, professor there specializing in the Supreme Court. Justin is great on topics like this, and Justin is with us. Justin, as always, pleasure. Let me get to this part from Justice Sotomayor, which is generating seemingly as much reaction as the ruling itself, and I want your reaction. This is from the justice in her dissent. Never in the history of our republic has a president had reason to believe that he would be immune from criminal prosecution if he used the trappings of his office to violate criminal law. Moving forward, however, all former presidents will be cloaked in such immunity. If the occupant of that office misuses official power for personal gain, the criminal law that the rest of us must abide will not provide a backstop. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. Is that right on? Is that a fair assessment? Or is that hyperbolic?
I think it's a fair assessment. I mean, she says, Sotomayor says in her dissent, she doesn't know whether this will come to pass. She hopes it doesn't. And it may not. But what the court has done, and I mean, maybe if you want to soften Sotomayor a little bit, what the court has done is given rise to the possibility that what she says, that what she hypothesizes, that what she laments and fears and worries about could actually come to pass. So while I don't think it's a guarantee that we're headed there, and while it may be possible that in the future, the court could issue some rulings, or even in subsequent iterations of this case, could issue some rulings that might narrow or specify what they did today. She's not off base.
Okay, here's a part from the Supreme Court's Chief Justice, John Roberts, who wrote the sixth ruling talking about presidency. Under our constitutional structure of separated powers, the nature of presidential power entitles a former president to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority. And he is entitled to presumptive immunity from prosecution for all of his official acts. There is no immunity for unofficial acts. So when you hear that, you read this from the Chief Justice, your reaction is what?
That it's an extreme expansion of executive authority and insulation of executive power from the ordinary checks of the legal process. And so what Roberts has done there is distinguish between kind of three categories of acts in some sense, those that are clearly and unequivocally part of the president's constitutional authority, say appointing ambassadors or something like that. Those that are part of his official acts, and even Chief Justice Roberts suggests, to the outer ambit of his official acts, and those that are unofficial acts. Now, part of where the proof is in the pudding here is what counts as an official act and what counts as an unofficial act.
Yeah.
And so there's been some hint that things that are about the president as a candidate for office or the leader of a party are unofficial acts. On the other hand, the court said, and the majority opinion said, that official acts can't be used as evidence toward kind of what was an inappropriate unofficial act, and that the president's motive in performing these acts can't be inquired into.
Can I just stop you there?
Blurs the line. Yeah, please.
When I referenced that earlier, that part absolutely stuns me. So I can't use the evidence as a part of official acts, and the motive doesn't matter? Who has that ability in this country? And I get that it's an interesting line and where this potentially could go with a president versus just an everyday citizen like the two of us. But no evidence from official acts, no clarity on motive, and that can't be a part of it? Come on. That seems incredibly problematic.
It's stunning in its scope and in what it potentially allows, right? One of the things that was talked about at the oral arguments was, could the president order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival, right? And how could the president possibly be immune from prosecution on that? Well, under Roberts' opinion today, and Sotomayor brings this up in her dissent, under Roberts' opinion today, part of the president's official acts or part of the president's conclusive constitutional authority is as commander-in-chief of the military. So if the president can order the military to do something and we can't inquire into his motive for doing it, it raises the question about how you could ever then prosecute a president, how a president could ever be deemed to be not immune from prosecution from even something that egregious.
Justin Crowe is with us. You can hear that he is excellent from Williams College, specializing in constitutional law and the Supreme Court. So let's play this scenario out, because I'm seeing this over and over again. If Joe Biden announced today that he was canceling the upcoming election, he's just going to cancel. I'm the president. Come at me. This is an official act. He cites a reason why. Is he immune from any criminal charges related to that?
Well, I mean, I guess the question would be, what power does the president have to cancel an election, right? And it would say there's nothing, if I was going to play the skeptic to your to your hypothetical, I would say, well, there's nothing in the Constitution that establishes under Article 2 the power of the president over elections. So for the president to come out and announce he was canceling elections, one, he's powerless to do so. Two, if the president were to, let's say, order the National Guard to go seize voting machines, which should sound familiar because this is something that that Trump threatened to do in 2020. But if President Biden were to order the National Guard, say, to go and seize voting machines or block polling places or something like that, that would prevent voting from going on, on its face, it would seem that that couldn't possibly be conduct for which he was immune, right? That that is not conduct related to his constitutional authority. That is not conduct even within the outer ambit of his official duties. That is, those are unofficial acts. Now, easy to say there, well, what's the difference between that and the sorts of things that, that President Trump is doing at the end of his term, culminating in January 6th? That's a question that there's really no good answer to right now.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, let's stay with a more realistic scenario because this happened. When Donald Trump was losing, and he certainly was allowed to pursue his challenge. He did, and he lost every decisive ruling, every single decisive ruling. Even with all that, whether it's him directing this, Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, I don't know, Barron, whoever was involved, right? This fake elector scheme. Okay, can Donald Trump say, well, as the president, I'm trying to ensure a free and fair election. So is that also an official act where he's setting up fake electors to head to D.C. on January 6th?
I mean, it certainly shouldn't be, right? And I
no
guess
way.
A narrow reading.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm saying no way should that be an official act,
certainly
right?
Shouldn't be. Yeah, I mean, a narrow reading of Robert's opinion today would say, okay, and he tries to do this, right? He says, you know, like the dissent, specifically the Sotomayor one, but also Justice Jackson's dissent, are kind of gloom and doom about where this leaves American democracy. And he says they're greatly overstating the scope of the ruling. And what we've done here is far more narrow. And he's suggesting that in part what they've done is to protect the president in his discussions with other members of the Justice Department, and that those things are immune, and that him directing the Justice Department to do X, Y, or Z is immune because the Justice Department is part of the executive agency. And so on the one hand, you could say, all right, there's a kind of narrower way to read this. And if that's the case, then potentially the president encouraging a false fleet of electors in Georgia or in Arizona or in Wisconsin or Michigan is far outside of the bounds of that, because he actually has no authority over those state legislative officers.
Yeah, exactly.
He has no authority over those state legislative state electoral results. And so as a result, those are not part of his official actions. But the interesting thing that Sotomayor raises here is the possibility that as long as you confer with a member of the executive branch, well, as long as you kind of direct them to do it and put the pressure on, your conduct is immune, right? But but she says at one point in the dissent, like, basically, that it, as long as you can, you know, claim to have conferred with someone who works in the Justice Department or the executive branch, immune. And she has, you know, towards the end of that opinion, a kind of sarcastic, almost, I don't know, derisive approach to saying, what about this conduct? Immune. This conduct? Immune. This conduct?
Right.
Immune. Immune, 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 she says. And she's purposefully kind of painting with a broad brush,
right,
but a broad brush that is not radically implausible, I'd say.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. For the folks, and they're texting me, and I've seen it all over Twitter, and I saw some of it, that if we don't have this, that we're just going to start to see a slew of lawsuits once presidents leave. And my comeback, Justin, is, well, where have they been the last 200-some years? I don't see them. Some say, well, we're more divided now, and if we don't have this, whether it's Biden, it's Trump, and it's future presidents, we would have this litigation in the litigious world we're in right now. Do you buy that at all?
I think we will. I mean, I think there is something to the argument that some sort of seal has been broken, that the Trump era has unleashed a series of forces of polarization and hatred and partisan animosity and that sort of stuff that may lead to more of those sorts of lawsuits. I guess my response to that is similar to the response that the special counsel's litigator gave in the Supreme Court decision, where that those sorts of things can still be dealt with as part of a legal process, that there are frivolous lawsuits all the time over all sorts of things. And we may now, in a world without this ruling, we may have seen more of those sorts of lawsuits against Democratic presidents by conservatives and against Republican presidents by liberals and whatever. I guess I have more faith in the ability of the legal process and the ability of lower court judges and the ability of citizens acting as jurors to separate the wheat from the chaff there. And I think that that's what the risk of what we're getting with this, which is a president who, as Sotomayor says, can commit illegal acts while in office and then say, well, I've got my get out of jail free card because I discussed it with the attorney general, or I've got my get out of jail free card because this is in the outer ambit of my office. And you have to give me presumptive immunity. You have to prove that the prosecutors would have to prove that this doesn't interfere with the president's powers, in addition to proving that the president had committed these acts. I think the benefits that we gain from this, of stopping those sorts of lawsuits, as well as the benefits that Chief Justice Roberts talks about executive dispatch and quick action and all of that, is in today's day and age, with the scope of presidential power, with the scope of executive branch authority, far outweighed by the loss of accountability that we've suffered today.
Justin, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll reach
My
out
pleasure.
Again. Justin Crow from Williams College, professor, political science, specialized in the Constitution. We had a lot of text in the first hour when we talked about this, when I asked a bigger victory for Donald Trump, the debate, the decisive victory or the decisive failure by Joe Biden, or his victory today. I want to ask this question. Shouldn't we know? Shouldn't we know about what Trump did or did not do? And does it rise to the level where he's found guilty of the fake electors, obstruction, and everything associated with preventing Joe Biden from assuming office? Even if you're a Trump supporter, don't you want to see the evidence to say, see, there's nothing there. They have nothing. My guy is exonerated. If you're an independent, Don't you want to see it? The Democrats, of course, know they want to see. We should find out. We should find out. Does it rise to criminality? Because the fake electors and that, to me, 100% no-brainer. He's guilty. That's from what I've witnessed with the select committee and other information. But I want to see what Smith has, and I want to see what Trump's team pushes against it. Because he'll have qualified attorneys. Maybe they'll get paid. I don't know. Donald sometimes just pays on results. Shouldn't we find out? Because we should. We should find out. Even if you're a Trump supporter, don't you want to know? Or do you feel like, because I'm guessing this is the answer, the game is so rigged against your guy. It's Joe Biden controlling everything. And he's not going to get a fair chance. And I say, like so many people said, you're telling me the guy we saw, Joe Biden, the other day, feeble, and you've said it, feeble, he's not capable of the presidency. And for the next 4 years, I agree with that, by the way. He's not capable, not voting for him. But he also is the mastermind. He also is so brilliant that he's orchestrating the DOJ, but then he's so feeble, he can't do this. You can't really have it both ways. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.